Okay, so it's Saturday the 25th of February 2012, and woke up this morning around 6:30 and then left to work at around 7:45. Got to work at around 8:15 and then went up for the big upstairs meeting with all the other managers from around the building at 8:30 to go through the day. Today, we've been really, really tight on cars, really tight, as in like had no spares, nothing like that. So if one went down during the day, it would mean that it would all fall apart and they would have to cancel people and send them home. So it was a little bit tense on that side, but we did the team briefing at 9:15 and emphasised those sort of points to the guys. And then they went ready to get ready for their day. Lucas, who works for us, was the key host, and he was managing that well with Piers. And we also had a little spreadsheet so we could track what cars were doing what at the right time. So a lot of that was going on in the morning. I had a lot of sort of Silverstone bits and pieces I was doing during the day. And then at lunchtime we had the Silver Arrows that went out. I did the cooling for that. The display went well. And the cars stood up to the job, which was the main thing on the AMG side. So in the afternoon, I gave my car a wash, had a little sort out on that, the C-Class, and then after that got back, was back in track control for a little bit, and then we got this call over the radio saying that the SLS, the only SLS we've got, which is our sort of prized car, and people come specifically to pay a lot of money for those driving experiences, had gone out of service with an electrical issue. So we're a bit of a panic. Went downstairs to have a look what was going on. And Piers was down in the workshop bays with the engineer guy. And also Dave Toolchard and me. And it was almost like going to hospital to see if your newborn child was actually going to make it through, you know, and be all right. So all on tender hooks, where they've got the laptop thing there, they're doing a diagnostic. And then after a moment, it came back to life and it was all okay. And we got it back out on track with 5 minutes to go before the next guest went out. And it meant that the day ran smoothly yet again. But that was really touch and go for a little bit. So after that, the day went pretty well. It's been lovely sunshine all day, really nice and mild as well. And everyone's been enjoying the sunshine, so we finished another successful day. Making it really good team effort, and I said well done to the whole team for doing a good job today. Then left home at 6:00 to come home, and then when I got back had some dinner, and then Claire and Ray came over, spent some time with Ellie, and we just chilled out and watched a bit of TV. So anyway, I'm going to leave you a picture of today of that SLS that was the pivotal point of our whole day and made everything work by staying in service with the backdrop of the circle and a lovely sunshine in the background. So that's it for me for today. I'm going to shoot now, but until next time, goodbye now.